All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's just a really sunny, beautiful day in the Mitten, and we try to get you to 6 o'clock. I was lucky enough to partake in Crosstalk and hear the always truculent Rico Beard talking with Doug and Scott about really newsy matters. So I just want to do something I rarely do. I'm going to back off here to start the show. I want Rico to present this to you because I think this is the news of the day, beyond all the fun things I have for you today. Beyond all that's going on in the world of sports, and I mean all of it. And by the way, I'm also going to improve your Labor Day weekend with a gentleman's tip. We'll get to that later. But Rico, you have the news of the day, and I want you to present it. And I didn't ask you to do it or tip you off that we were going to do this pre-show, because, well, I'd rather ambush you. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Is it because I said we're going to talk horse racing today and crosstalk? Is this you punishing me right now?
No.
Okay,
not
fine.
At all.
I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. Come here, Rocky. Let's play.
All right.
The breaking news that's happened is Penn State's director of athletic medicine, Wayne Sebastianelli, says that cardiac MRI scans reveal that roughly 30 to 35% of Big Ten athletes who test positive for COVID-19 appear to have myocarditis. Is that it? Myocarditis?
Close enough. Keep going.
So that's the big news of the day. The problem that I have with that, Mike, is unfortunately, I don't think people can just take that news as is. People are going to look at it and say, well, of course, it came from Penn State. And Penn State is, you know, they're in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten's not playing. So the Big Ten's just trying to cover itself down the line. So he said, when we looked at our COVID-positive athletes, whether symptomatic or not, 30 to roughly 35% of their heart muscles are inflamed. And we really just don't know what to do with it right now. It's still very early in the infection. Some of that has led to the Pac-12 and the Big Ten decision to sort out to put a hiatus on what's happening.
So let me add some color to it, my man. I had this on the sheet yesterday. We didn't get to it, but it's an article out of Scientific American, and it's entitled COVID Can Wreck Your Heart Even If You've Had No Symptoms. And I want to read a portion of this specific to myocarditis. And it says, why are these athletes and their leagues taking such extreme precaution? It's because of the stakes. Though it often resolves without incident, myocarditis can lead to severe complications such as abnormal heart rhythms, chronic heart failure, and even sudden death. Just a few weeks ago, former FSU basketball player Michael Ojo died of suspected heart complications just after recovering from COVID-19. He was playing pro ball in Serbia. The background on it. Myocarditis is a result from the direct infection of COVID-19 attacking the heart and possibly as a consequence of the inflammation triggered by the body's overly aggressive immune response. It is not age specific. In The Lancet, doctors recently reported on an 11-year-old child with multi-system inflammatory syndrome, a rare illness, who died of myocarditis and heart failure. The autopsy, pathologists were able to identify COVID-19 particles present in the child's cardiac tissue. It helped to explain the direct involvement in her death. Researchers are reporting the presence of viral protein in the actual heart muscle of 6 deceased patients. And of note, these patients were documented to have died of lung failure, having had neither clinical signs of heart involvement nor a prior history of cardiac disease. It's a great piece. You can read it. I don't know if you're going to be angry at the source or just be interested in it. This has been the issue. Whether it was the Houston offensive lineman, the Indiana offensive lineman, Erod with the Red Sox, or now this study by Penn State, I think, Rico, this is at the core of it. It's always been at the core of it. Why the Big Ten messaging they waited so long, I have no idea. Why we didn't get the doctors out in front of it, I have no idea. But I stand by it. When you're talking about, and this article, Rico, and I know most people won't read it, but we're talking about people hypothesizing that the COVID-19 pandemic is possible, it's capable of causing massive heart failures for decades to come because we just don't know. Right. And because the damage it's doing to the heart, while many will recover without incident, there are many who won't. And when you're talking about heart damage as a distinct possibility, boy, yeah, that's kind of a scary thing, is it not?
It is, but some will look at the numbers and say, yeah, but what happens if you get injured on the field and that could wreck your life too?
That's a part of the sport. You sign up for that. That's a part of the game. Getting cut blocked while being engaged and having your leg explode, shout out David Finley, that's part of the game. You don't sign up for permanent heart damage. False equivalency, and you're a wiener.
I'm just throwing it out there, Mike.
No, you're not a wiener. I mean, the person who would say that. No,
this is gonna beautiful. Be a nice show. Mike's already checked out. Okay, Mike.
No, hell no. I'm great, brother. Mike, but I get frustrated with the false equivalencies.
Right. I think for the Big Ten, and I don't know this, but I'm speculating. I think these tests were going on and they weren't complete. It was not conclusive as of the moment when they told the Big Ten and the Pac-12, you guys may want to shut this down. Trust me. Our research and the data is showing that it's not concluded yet. We're still running some more tests.
So you mean they took the time to let the science speak? In this binary world we exist in, where it's this or that right now, you mean to tell me they may end up being right? Stunning.
Right, but then it comes to the point, you have still some who are willing to take that risk. You got parents who's like, hey, I'll sign a waiver and let my kid play. Because it's not going to happen to my kid until it does, and then you want to become the spokesperson for this disease. I think that the doctors knew. We just don't have it. We're not finished with this yet. But guys, if you knew what we knew, you wouldn't have a season right now. Well, can you share this? We can't share this because it's not conclusive. Once it is, which I think this is why you're getting this information today. Here's what we know. Here's what we found out. We had to check and double check to make sure that number, because it seemed high to us, well, it really was high.
Let me offer you this. Here's some more detail from this article. And I want to throw the number out. Let's have a conversation on this, because I think high school parents could get involved. Not only parents of college athletes, but fans of the game. I think you involve everyone on this. Here are things that doctors are saying. So this again from the article I cited, this again is about Penn State's, you know, medical guru giving you the early returns on this. Experts are estimating half of myocarditis cases resolve without chronic complication. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Reek?
Yeah.
Except the other half, several studies are suggesting that patients show signs of the condition months after contracting the virus. Months. How about this? A German study found 78% of recovered COVID patients, the majority of whom had only mild to moderate symptoms, demonstrated cardiac involvement more than 2 months after the diagnosis. 6 in 10 were found to have persistent myocardial inflammation. And while emphasizing that individual patients need to not be nervous, an investigator, Alike Nagel, added, "My personal take is COVID will increase the incidence of heart failure over the next decades." Now, here's the best part. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The belief amongst many doctors is that it is, quote, extremely dangerous for athletes diagnosed with myocarditis to play competitive sports for at least 3 to 6 months because of the risk of serious arrhythmia or sudden death. Several athletes have already made the decision to heed the dire warnings. Rico, again, it speaks to this, that if any portion of this is true, you can't say, well, what if you blow your knee out? That's part of playing football. Heart damage isn't. I want to hear from people on this. And if you're screaming about how they need to play, let's address what Penn State reported today. Let's address this article. If you're a high school parent who wants your child to play, address what we're talking about. And if you call up and you just say, I don't care, my family will deal with it, that's your prerogative. But ultimately, it'll be people like me who have to pay for it when you're bleeding the health system dry.
Right, but Mike, when it comes to the world of athletics, this is the latest thing that I simply think some athletes don't care. I mean, it's the same as when you see the Olympic athletes and football players and they shoot up with steroids, knowing the negative things that can happen to the body, they don't care. They're just out there. They want to play. And I think we touched upon it yesterday, Mike. Some people just want to play, and to hell with it. I'll live with the consequences down the line. This is where I think a large percentage of people are at.
And I'll let adults who get paid for their service do that. And you know what I know. There's a hell of a lot more money in being a high-level Olympian, hello Wheaties box, than there is being the quarterback at Clemson. All jokes aside. Now, once the NCAA approves branding and making money off your name and likeness, I will agree with you, Rico. I'm saying currently that doesn't exist. Not above the table, it doesn't.
Yeah, but athletes have been known to push themselves, whether it's high school, college, pros, to try to get that little advantage. And you know what? If you guys don't want to play, this is my opportunity to play. Coach put me in. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared. I can do this. I'm willing to see what happens to my heart. I'm going to gamble. And then you got your parents saying, yeah, we're with Junior. Let Junior play. We're good with this. We're not going to come after you, high school. We're not going to come after you, college. We won't sue. We just want our kid to play. This is where some people are at.
Who refers to their kid as Junior?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.